This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Mourners converged in Minneapolis, Minnesota Thursday to memorialize George Floyd, whose death at the hands of a police officer has sparked international protest on racial justice. Meanwhile, three officers charged with being complicit in Floyd's death made their first court appearance. The Reverend Al Sharpton says that George Floyd's death is part of a 400-year pattern for blacks for the United States. As the service was underway, a hearing was held for the three now former officers charged with aiding and abetting former officer Derek Chauvin, who was charged with second-degree murder in Floyd's death. The three are each being held under $750,000 bond. There was a much lower law enforcement profile in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., as thousands of people marched from the White House to the Lincoln Memorial to protest the death of George Floyd at the hands of police in Minnesota. Police had cleared the largely empty streets of cars just ahead of the demonstrators' path. As they walked, they passed a few small clusters of Drug Enforcement Agency agents. The troops in camouflage, who are guarding the memorial, withdrew inside as the people arrived for a rally that featured 8 minutes 46 seconds of silence in Floyd's memory. Only a few uniformed police were present on the steps. The U.S. Senate is at an impasse over a widely backed bill to designate lynching as a federal hate crime, and tempers boiled over Thursday in an emotional debate cast against the backdrop of widespread protests over police treatment of African Americans. Raw feelings were evident as Senator Rand Paul, who was single-handedly holding up the bill, sought changes as a condition of allowing the bill to pass. But the Senate's two black Democrats, Cory Booker of New Jersey and Kamala Harris of California, protested, saying the measure should pass as is. This is VOA News.